adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, System of a Down. Shavo and John are both here from the band.
Oh, my God. We could actually sing along with them tonight.
Oh, my God.
Always
good. Yes.
Always good. Maybe we should all sing along tonight. Always good to see the guys from System of a Down and tickled pink to see that Toxicity has sold 2.2 million copies.
It has?
That's what this says. Got to go with it.
Are you sure it's not 2.2?
Yeah, 2.2 million copies.
No, he meant 2.2
copies. Oh, just 2.2 solid?
Yeah.
No, because you'd have to break a copy into a fifth. That's
why. I think
they
kind of tape is half now.
That's pretty good. That's nice. I always say this, but we always hope for friends of the show, bands that we like, guys that we met earlier in their career to have success. And System of a Down definitely has not disappointed in that department. So
thank you,
glad to hear it, guys.
You
know. Oh, it is our pleasure.
I really appreciate it when you walked outside with the bikini and the System of a Down sign. I think that helped ourselves.
That was amazing.
It's trying to move product. System of a Down is going to be at the big weenie roast out here on Saturday in Irvine Meadows, and then also on the Ozfest tour this year. When does that start up, that Ozfest?
I think the first date is the 5th of July.
I could be wrong. Maybe.
And are you going on all the legs? Are you going on half of it? Or
we're on the whole
course?
Thing.
Really? So you'd be everywhere?
Yeah. We actually did a few shows in Europe with it.
Which was kind of funny because one of them, Ozzy, didn't show up. He was sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was an Ozfest. It was weird.
But at a certain
Ozfest,
point...
Ozfest, no Ozzy.
Yeah. Well, no, I really don't. I'm really...
A hermit.
There was no need for that.
Yeah. Well, we like Ozzy. He was
Ozzy's the best.
He was in here. Yeah, he is. He's a real likable soul.
He's a cool guy.
He's just a down-to-earth person. He treats people well.
And I think that's the success of the show, which is he's an easy guy not to like, except for then you meet him and you really like him.
Yep.
You're sort of prepared not to like him, but as it turns out, he's such a likable guy. And, it's hard to... fight bad heads, get kids to commit suicide, make billions of dollars each year, and be such a likable guy.
I can't get it out of my head. I was watching the one episode I watched because we've been so busy. We don't have cable everywhere we go. He pretty much ate it on the chair.
Right, leaning back backstage.
I haven't seen that.
Nothing better.
The only episode I saw.
Yeah. I love that, too. Drew, you been watching that?
I just watched a little bit. Well, the one I saw that stuck with me is at the end, his security guard that he's got, sitting watching him on TV, and the guy's just, very uninspired.
Really?
It's very funny. There's a sort of ironic, element to it.
Well, anyway, System of a Down can be found with our favorite Ozzy over the summer, and like I said, at the Weenie Roast coming up this Saturday. Sure. Oh, breaks my heart. You know, I got like 20 pairs of tickets, and I've been either giving them away.
Wow, you got more than the bands.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm big time.
Well, you got 20 tickets.
Oh, sorry. Did I say pair? Yeah. I didn't mean that. I got
more than the bands.
22 tickets all together, including my own, and I either give them to people, or if it's a person I don't really know or don't really like that much, but they asked me 6 months ago, I get them to pay the $60 a pop. Someone got on eBay and showed me that they were going for like $600 a pair. A lot of these ones I was giving away for $100 a pair.
And think about where your seats are. They're right in the third row or something.
Oh, true. We got to work this out next
year.
You
guys could have made some big money.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some calls and see what the hell everyone's problem is. Jody?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Actually, my question is for System of a Down.
Here they are.
About a year ago when I started working for where I'm working, my sister has this Armenian friend that wanted to date me. But prior to him asking me out,
she's speaking Armenian?
Huh?
I didn't know she was talking to us even.
You know what? Your phone's not very clear, so maybe you should speak slower.
You were working at some place, and your friend has a friend who's Armenian who wanted to date you, correct?
Yeah.
And are you Armenian?
No, I'm not. I'm Mexican.
All right.
Anyways, he had told my sister the only reason why he would date me would be just because Armenians only date women out of their race to keep their women pure.
What? To get what?
To keep their women pure?
So they don't have to soil Armenian women.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
You know what? That's a very, 10-year-old mentality. I don't think that Armenians that are older really think that way. If you're going to meet someone you like, you're going to date them because they're someone you like, not because you're trying to keep Armenian women pure, especially since Armenian women are just as prone to date other races as are Armenian men. You know, it doesn't make a difference.
And I don't think she means so much as keep the gene pool pure, but don't soil anybody.
As in, they're going to get soiled by somebody else. That's right. What's the difference?
Yeah, no, that's not.
That's right.
Any race could feel that way about their own. You know, it's not Armenians. It could be, you know.
Guess what? When you come here, when you come to America, you're going to eventually become assimilated into the American.
You know, I was thinking about this.
Yep, everyone gets soiled here.
Equal opportunity soiler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this the other day. You know how genetic ethnicities is good for populations. We've already talked about that, you know?
No, we talk about it, like, with dogs.
Yeah.
Purebred poodles have, like, a hip dysplasia.
That's
and
right.
Stuff. And
they
purebreds die at 7 years old and are nuts when it comes to dogs. But mutts live,
that's more
live to 16.
Okay. Yeah, but that's inbreeding that does that.
I understand. Forceful inbreeding. But listen, let me finish my point.
Hold on, John. Don't crap on my beautiful rainbow theory here,
I
buddy.
I agree with him.
But the fact is that we look at human behavior and we try to figure out, you and I, Adam, what the evolution.
That was the one nice thing I said on the show in the last 4 weeks.
And
John took a dump on it.
I'm going to follow up on it.
Okay.
And then we always look at human behavior as what are the advantages evolutionarily. You know, why?
Right.
What could come to the weird stuff that people do? How could that afford a competitive advantage? You know,
right.
Well, why do humans, if genetic diversity is a good thing, why do humans' populations tend to isolate ethnically? Why do they do that?
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe it's because they're trying to get, you know, there's a biological impulse to create, like, big genetic errors, to move the species along in, like, quantum. You know, somebody with a third eye or something will be better suited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although the population...
No one else knows what you're saying.
The population gets sicker.
I speak fluent Drew, so I know what you're saying. You're saying why... Okay, here's what Drew's saying, everybody. Drew's saying people are... When they have an impulse to do something, it usually helps...
Evolution.
In biology,
yes,
somehow.
Somehow.
So why, if people are stronger when they're mixed breed, why the impulse to stay together?
To
keep the Armenians with the Armenians and the Mexicans with the Mexicans.
Where would that impulse possibly come from?
Well, right. it might also be cultural.
But
you know, there are certain things.
But culture has a biological element to it.
So
finish my point.
So Drew thinks maybe if the Armenians stay together, they'll create
errors.
But they'll
and
end
have
up
super Armenian.
Yeah,
no.
End up having a super Armenian. Yeah, three eyes and a tail.
Yeah, the population will be
arms.
Less healthy, but somewhere we merge a super.
And that person will then create a super hybrid baklava that will cure AIDS. Yes, Drew?
You see what I'm saying, though?
No, I don't know what you're
talking.
Yeah, you do. I see why you were thinking this and what you're thinking, but I think it's a retarded thing to think.
The AIDS-curing baklava.
Yeah, you have to get a stereo in your car, Drew. You got to play it real loud when you drive. Yeah, that's the whole thing. You put on that System of a Down, you drive, you don't dream up crazy genetic diversification theories. You just bang your head on the steering wheel.
But you want to.
You just drive. All you do is get angry at the guy in front of you. Go! That's what happens, Drew.
You didn't know you wanted to.
Yeah. What about my AIDS-curing baklava theory, though?
Yes. Well, that's what will come out. That comes from my theory, though. Think
very
about it.
Boy. Jessica?
Oops. Hello?
You're 17.
Yes.
What's up?
All right. First of all, I want to say that I love you guys so much.
Great.
Listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
If you down, should come to Albuquerque.
Because
we love them here.
They will. Yeah, they'll go. Maybe Ozfest will stop there.
You're right. We've never been to New Mexico.
That's not
good. Sorry.
That is New Mexico, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We put her on...
Geography.
Oh, wait. We put her on hold. What's our new policy now? Put everyone... we hang up on people that use the S word and the F word? Yeah, let's do that. Jennifer?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yep.
What's
that's
up?
Right. First of all, I want to say what's cracking all y'all. Y'all pretty fat. PH fat, actually. So
Bring it, bring it.
For sure. I want to say what's up to Shava and John.
Yes.
Y'all are tight. Gotta give you much love. I love your music. Totally admire you. Question for Dr.
Mary Chong.
You know what I'm just starting to think about? I don't know. Are you black, Jennifer?
Everybody says that. No, I'm not.
All right, but I've just realized that when we were grown, blacks have become the truckers of this generation. Because when we were growing up, there was all that trucker talk.
Yeah.
Trucker talk, all that 10-4 and all that good buddy and pedal to the metal and all that stuff. I think the black speak has taken over that with the what up and the hizzy.
Yeah, usually over the phone it's like we're playing what's my nationality, you know?
Well, right. if you're using all the black buzz phrases, people are going to, you know, assume, right?
Well, hello, I live in Gardena, the great ghetto city of Gardena, so that's the factor of my voice, I guess.
Okay, so what's up?
Actually, okay, I'm 18, and I'm afraid by the time I hit 20, I'm going to go bald because I am losing my hair.
Whoa. Diffusely. In other words, all over your scalp.
Not all over, but, like, let's say I'm taking a shower, I guess. All the hair that falls in the drain, I can make a wig out of.
Oh, my God. But can you tell? Is it any particular region of your scalp that it's coming out of?
Or is it the whole? No, I'm not. Like, my hair used to be so super thick and stuff. And, no, it's not, like, I don't have bald spots, but it does fall out. And I'm just
Jennifer, stay with me. You wanted to ask me this question. So it's falling out all over your scalp.
Yes,
thinning everywhere.
Yes.
Are you on any medication?
No.
No birth control pills?
Nope.
No funny vitamins?
Nope.
Because this is usually...
Maybe it's from living in Gardena. That place a dump.
Oh, come on. Imagine. I live by two strip joints. That's how ghetto it is.
I know. And you got this poker and Keno, the Pan Poker Society over there, right?
Thank you. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You need to come step in my hood.
Do they have Rogaine for women?
Yeah.
Rogaine will work for women, but she really does need a diagnosis because it is very unusual for an 18-year-old to have...
Yes, I'm baffled myself.
Hey, it's a medical problem, and it needs to be dealt with accordingly. And listen, did you have any joint problems?
No.
Eye pain?
Smokes a lot.
About a bong?
I have nothing wrong. I'm not crippled or anything.
No, because you know, things like lupus can present like this. And
no, I know. People thought it was stress, but now I'm lazy, so I don't...
Stress can do this, but the most common thing is some sort of ingested substance, like a medicine or a toxin, you know, something.
Well, who should she see?
Start with the dermatologist. They're used to dealing with this. Or an internist could deal with it also, but you do need to see someone because it is a significant issue. Any chance you're pregnant?
Oh, no, never.
And no birth control pill, no shots, no nothing, huh? You've never been on a birth control pill?
Nope.
You've never taken an antibiotic or anything like that?
No, seriously, no.
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 You're virgin, right?
Of course, I open my legs for no one. Nobody's getting my goods.
Damn, bitch. You sure they're goods?
I like that.
Damn, for sure.
I may downgrade your goods to mediums.
Were you born just for my own curiosity, born and raised in Gardena?
Exactly. Lived here all my life.
It was like developing a dialect in Gardena.
All
what is this?
My life.
That's tantamount to child abuse. Listen,
no.
I worked in Gardena. I built a decorative box factory in Gardena about 10 years ago. You want to talk about miserable? Gardena is a dump.
Paper towels.
We got a spill.
Drew dumped his coffee in the middle of my weeping Gardena story. I had to do a carpool over there with Russ, the alcoholic drywaller, picking me up. 5:45 every morning.
It sounds like a crank anchor character.
Construction guys are great.
Drywaller.
I'm like, hey Russ, we're going to Gardena every morning. Russ is driving a pumpkin orange 73 step side Chevy pickup truck that's his pride and joy, you know. Russ, I love the decorum with construction guys. Russ lays it out to me. It's like, I'm going to be by your house at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to honk the horn once, and then I'm going to start backing out of the driveway. If you don't make it into the truck, you ain't going to Gardena.
Oh.
Thanks, Russ. That's going to be a nice conversation out to Gardena.
Christ, you've adapted that attitude.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm Russ. Now I'm Russ.
You're Russ. I can't... Go somewhere that Adam is
if you're not
going with Russ.
Yeah, but
I'm not
going
to stop the car, but I will slow it down.
It will technically stop because I'll be pulling forward up the driveway and I will have to put it in reverse at a certain point and start reversing back down the driveway.
Takes over.
Yeah, so there will be a second where the inertia comes to a halt and I start moving backwards. Yeah, that was good times working at that box factory over there. It's nice. Beautiful country over there. Lots of cinder block, blacktop, downtrodden people walking around looking at their feet, looking for a place to die. And then they got all those gambling houses out there.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, that's
like Commerce and all that?
That's where the Horseshoe is and the El Dorado. And yeah. I think
not a bad thing.
Larry Flynt opened a place out there. But, you know, he opened a gambling place. But the thing that's weird about it is they got the Texas Hold'em and the Pai Gow poker and all that kind of stuff, but they don't have 21. How retarded do you got to be as a city?
I thought they had that, though.
No. You can't play blackjack and you can't play poker, but you can play Pai Gow poker and Texas Hold'em. Basically, you can play a bunch of stupid games that you don't want to play, that you don't know the rules of, but you can't play the games that you're used to playing in Vegas, even though you're gambling.
They have Hold'em.
In Vegas?
Well, no.
No, in Gardena.
Yeah,
you can play Texas Hold'em.
That's poker.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of poker. It's not. It's not five card draw.
There's a lot of different kinds of poker.
But there's all these bizarre technicalities.
Jesus, John, give me a real hard time.
I'm here to bust balls.
Don't focus on the type of poker. Focus on the fact that the city arbitrarily outlaws certain kinds of poker.
Focus on the fact that it's a gambling house, but you can't play 21. You can't play blackjack.
But I thought they had like a form of that.
Yeah, Pai Gow.
They have forms of everything. I just want the goddamn thing. It's like you say.
You know what? You got it. You come by, we'll take your money. Don't worry about it.
So I'm saying it's like.
We haven't played yet, by the way.
It's like, you know when you go, well, I like Pepsi and I like Dr. Pepper. And they're like, well, we got Coke and Mr. Pibb. And you're like, yeah, but I want Dr. Pepper. They're like, Mr. Pibb's the same. And you're like, why can't you just have what I want?
The other two? Against the law.
Right.
Right. We will not have that here.
Mr. Pibb, legal. Dr. Pepper, we'll shut your ass down. We see you serving any of that. Yeah, okay, it makes perfect sense, right? That's why everyone ignores all these horrible gambling laws, because they don't make any sense at all. But the whole thing is you can't bet against the house. You have to bet against
each other.
It's still gambling. You're still losing money. I don't understand. The horse track is down the street. You're buying lotto tickets at the liquor store across the street. I don't understand.
But John, inviting you to play poker reminded me of the fact that you guys really had a very important historical moment on this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You realize when Adam left the show early Taboo 2 from you, this was something that was discussed.
Don't forget that I left the poker game.
Yeah, he left my house.
He was playing poker.
And drove all the way back
to my house.
Has Adam ever sung for you since the time that he retrieved that tape?
I don't think so.
Many times.
We sing every time around the show.
Drew. I'm surprised we haven't done it yet. We should just get it out of the way.
Maybe we should.
Oh, yes, he does.
He knows how to... Come on, John.
And John knows it better than I do.
I know he knows.
You know what?
He wants to sing Gotta Get It On.
Put that one on.
He can do more than you'd ever imagine. And do it with style. He does it with me. Come on, John.
Oh, yes, he does.
Not
I refuse.
Oh, they're getting too big to sing Taboo, too. Drew, do you hear this?
Did you hear that one?
I don't know this one.
Why was this the other one? Why is this... See, he was born
but
into this
show.
This movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It's a film.
You can watch it as a movie.
You cannot.
Yes, you can. You still haven't watched it.
No.
Yeah, you can watch it. You can watch it until you shoot your wad, and then you got to shut it off.
You can watch it all the way through.
You could. You really could.
And you can shoot four wads.
Yeah, I mean, the exploits of Junior.
Here comes the big finale.
Oh, wait. Big ending.
You'd want him to if you only knew.
Thank you. We would. I'm gonna bring Gotta Get It On.
Yeah, then we'll do three-part harmonies.
So the thing is John likes something with a little more of a beat. That's more of a ballady.
Yeah, we
song.
Have the.
You know, part three. We might do that on Saturday. Okay, part three has this like rock band.
Really?
It's incredible. These are great films.
No,
Curtis Stevens. Curtis Stevens was a genius.
Mm-hmm. He's giving up props to the director.
Yeah. Knows the director.
I didn't even know who the part three, it practically has a soundtrack that you can go buy because there's a band with this drummer that does these moves. I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great stuff. And the drums during that time really sounded bad. So they got these like hollow sounding drums.
Or are they like Synsonic type drums?
I don't know, man.
Are they that bottom, you know, Knight Rider kind of drums?
No. They were real drums.
Oh, okay.
They just sounded terrible.
All right.
And he does this thing. It's like, pretty much that's what it sounded like.
All right. Well, anyway.
You got to see these movies. It's a trilogy. Part one, part two, and part three.
I think I could live my life without it.
It's a very compelling story about a guy that's banging his sister and his mom.
Now, let's be real. You guys have taken me out to a meal that I had to have. You were right.
Yes.
Great food.
Yeah.
So I guess I should.
Don't fight against it.
Is this going to be like Clockwork Orange where you hold my eyelids open?
No. You got to hold your own things open.
That's right.
But you got to watch this stuff.
You play our band behind it.
Yeah. Taboo. I like Taboo, too, but... what do you guys feel like, three or one or two? And what's your favorite?
I think ultimately two is probably the best adult film ever made.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's the storyline.
It's crafted,
It's him. It's what's his name?
Junior.
Junior coming in with the tools. You know, like, there's a lot of cool stuff happening.
Junior is having sex with his sister.
And his mom.
The dad is having sex with the sister and the mom and the secretary. Junior's getting the mom, but it's healthy the way it's presented.
Great art, yes.
Yeah, you really
don't knock it until you see it, though.
Just realize, this is where America turn it off right now.
That's where America started sliding down the tubes.
By the way, next time we come here, I hope that you will have seen it by then.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you haven't made a gift of it to him.
It sounds like an order.
I'll make sure he's seen it. System of a Down is our guest.
Right on tonight, we'll watch it.
Great talk, and then System of a Down's our guest.
We may leave early in a drive over to John's place and lunch with you. John was actually nice enough to give me two copies of Taboo, too. He gave me a copy that
he found a brethren in you. He was, like, so excited.
I know.
I didn't have anybody that appreciated
the art. Yes, indeed. Adam, I'm afraid it's not the art piece that...
I'm going to tell you, Drew, that there's a bonding that John and I had over Taboo, too.
No, I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Jimmy and I had over Sex Boat that you could never work close in a way that you and I could never be close in.
What is Sex Boat?
It's another movie.
Oh, God.
When he found out I had Sex Boat, it was like when I found out John had Taboo, too.
I see.
All right. We'll take a little break. System of a Down is here, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. System of a Down is our guest tonight. John and Shavo are both here representing the band as usual.
Represent.
And Toxicity is the name of the CD. I think we should. We'll take a call and then we'll hear something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Martha.
Hi.
Hey, you're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm pregnant. But me and my boyfriend are thinking about if we are about having an abortion.
Yeah.
And I heard that there's a 50-50 chance if you have an abortion that you cannot have a kid again. Is that true?
No, I would not use numbers like that. And certainly every time you have an abortion, you're putting yourself at risk for complications that could affect your fertility, but it's really quite uncommon. Now, if you have 3-4 abortions, your risk of problems kind of starts to climb pretty quickly. But... at one abortion, two abortion, no, it's not a big deal fertility-wise. It's not zero, but it's not 50%.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hey, morning after pill next time, right?
All right.
Wait, cool. You know what that is?
Yeah. I heard you guys talking about it a few nights ago.
All right,
baby.
You know, I think, Adam, we're finally starting to make some headway with that. People are starting to, like, talk about it more matter-of-factly. It's sort of out there. People... You know what I mean? It comes up in conversation as a part of our culture more commonly than ever before in the last couple of months.
What are the adverse effects of the morning after?
A little nausea, that's it. There's never been a serious complication from that product, ever.
How long has it been in use?
In Europe, 15 years, 20 years.
Wow. But it's not RU486.
No, we're talking about, it's a birth control pill you just take after sex.
And it
it's not as effective.
Initializes...
It prevents... It just prevents an egg from being released.
Oh,
so no sperm ever gets to an egg.
Here's the thing. Most people, especially guys, have difficulty. I do this show. I don't fully understand what goes on with the parts inside the women. You know what I picture when I picture a woman's vagina inside of it? No, I picture a beak in there, just like an octopus.
Way to compare you?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I'm thankful my penis isn't long enough to get to that beak, you know? Here's it's the inside of a squid that got that beak in there. That's what I picture. Yeah, that's why I don't go too deep.
This is the cycle, see? This is when ovulation occurs. You
true, I don't even know what this is. This
that's the lining of the uterus.
Ouch. Yeah, but this looks like a helicopter shot of the Grand Canyon.
Is that a penthouse?
I don't even know what this is, Drew. Get this out of my face. You're offending me now. Oh. You know I like to look at women as hollow, and that the unattractive ones are filled with evil stuffing, and the pretty ones are filled with pretty pink stuffing.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. But here's the deal with the morning after pill. It's not an abortion pill, but if your condom breaks or you're drunk and you don't use protection or whatever reason you may have gotten somebody pregnant, you have 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You take a series of these pills. It's no big deal. It's like the birth control pill, and it drastically decreases your chance that you're going to get pregnant.
Yeah, you take them once within the three-day period, and the second time 12 hours later, and that's it.
Right.
That's it. Two doses.
And it's easy. I mean, if you really think about it, it's sort of it's an easy out. I mean, when the condom breaks, you don't have to sit around rubbing your rosaries for 2 weeks praying you're not pregnant. Take a couple of these pills, you're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's hear a little something from System of a Down. This is off of Toxicity. Anderson, you queued up there? Yeah, this is Ariel's.
Hey, we're at the ball game.
System of a Down, everybody. Toxicity's name of the CD. Going platinum. Double platinum? Yeah. What's platinum? A million or is that 500,000?
You looking at me? Like,
I don't know. Well, you've been on this show. We've talked
about
this.
What's scary is these guys start looking away when you say this is the rest of the song that I cut off just because it's not really part of it.
Really?
It is.
But this is, let's play this. This is kind of cool. This is an Armenian prayer. This is a prayer for the dying or dead, actually. And we sort of did a version of it ourselves and left it at the end of the album. This always makes my mom cry. So if she's listening right now, she might get...
Might get a little weepy.
Oh, yeah, she would.
What instrument is this?
There's a guy named Arto who worked on our album with us, and he did a lot of stuff with us. And he's using just general stuff, just like water. He was like making noise with water with his body, just, you know, sticks and actual things. He had also instruments that he made, like a Coke bottle. He was doing.
Oh, really?
Coke bottle. Oh, yeah. He's very eclectic.
Drew played the Coke spoon in the early 80s.
Sure.
I don't know. Were you playing it? Or it was always up around your mouth. I don't
know. All right, let's listen to this real, because this is serious.
All right, let's get serious. Don't laugh, John.
Hey, look, you're funny. What you
it was a prayer for the dead. Come on.
None of that.
Come on. Don't screw around.
That's offending me right there.
Like Survivor music.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Let's help people.
All right. That sounds good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kelly?
Yep.
You're 19?
Yep.
What's up?
I've been going on and off with my girlfriend for about 3 years now. And, I talked to her, like, we're on and off. It's weird. We're currently broken up right now. We've been broken up for about 3 months. We talk regularly. And I was just wondering if it's worth waiting for, you know, or if it's...
Anderson, let's hear the Armenian prayer for the dying again. This guy's bringing me down. The prayer for the dying was more
uplifting.
Uplifting than your story, Kelly. 3 months, you guys have been broken up, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're broken up.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You got to move on.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mr. Glib. You know what it was like when you were broken up 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. You're sitting out on the stairs.
Yeah, but I was a loser. Kelly, you're not a loser, are you?
No.
Okay, then. You're saying you're better than I am?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. It's just kind of weird, though, because, like, I don't know. She's been going out with this guy for 2 weeks now.
Oh, no.
But it's weird, though, because... You know, I still talk to her, and...
You still talk to her. She still picks up the phone when she doesn't know it's you calling.
You got to not talk to her anymore. And you got to stop talking to her.
The thing is she calls me, too, so...
Stop it.
Hey, man, as soon as she started dating someone else, you just got to let it go.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
3 months. You guys went out for 2.5 years, right?
Yeah.
That's good. And then you broke up.
Okay.
It's been 3 months.
Yep.
She's seeing somebody else.
Time to break it up.
Time for you to start seeing somebody else.
Completely cut it off.
All right.
Requiem for the dead relationship.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, what do you mean thanks? Like there's something that could be resurrected here? No.
Okay.
We'll say a prayer for the dead relationship, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, Kelly.
Yep.
You can find somebody else.
I'll try.
That's fine, buddy.
All right.
Good.
Don't communicate with her anymore. The clock starts ticking again every time you resets every time you start making contact with her.
I just don't know how to get this message through to especially young 19, 20, 21-year-old guys that when the relationship ends, it's over. It's time to move on. You can't sit around and pine
it is
for
hard
months
to accept
and months.
Sometimes, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially when you have that stink of failure on you. No one else wants anything to do with you, and the band's not working out or the career's not
everything's
going.
Everything's gone at that point.
Yeah.
No, you feel like nothing really matters because, you know,
yeah.
You're losing that.
No, you had that, Shama?
I think we've all had that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Drew had that.
All had that.
Yeah.
Well, all of us that were losers when we were under 22.
Thank God John had, John had Taboo too to see us through the dark,
hours. Listen, a couple guys at radio.
That was the light at the end of the tunnel.
Think about this. Think of how this population in this room is self-selecting. Two guys in radio, two guys in a band.
Yeah. That's right.
Problems in high school.
Well, yeah, okay.
Almost defined.
All right. Maybe you're right. And it's always the toughest, especially for a guy, because you're 20, you're 21, nothing's working out. You're not making any money. You're not driving any cars.
No,
you're living with
starting.
A bunch of roommates.
Yeah,
you're not getting any respect.
I think
nothing's
at that
working.
Time, my life consisted of basically getting up around 1 in the afternoon, maybe.
Right.
Going to Tommy's.
Right, getting a burger over
getting
there in Van Nuys.
Burgers, yeah. Going and hanging out with my friends, getting drunk,
right.
Going back to sleep.
Oof.
And
how do you support yourself?
I live with my parents.
Yeah.
That's how I supported myself. I got yelled at every day for support.
Yeah.
Why don't you do something?
Yeah. You smell like Budweiser and chili.
You have a mountain of beer cans in your room. Why?
He's living off chili burgers, watching Taboo 2. He's sucking up beer and playing cards with his
buddies.
And back
then, I think Jack in the Box had that deal where it was like you could get
eight
fries,
for a
taco,
nickel.
And a burger for a buck. Because it was after they poisoned a bunch of people.
Right. They had to bounce back.
Yeah, they had to bounce back because, you know, it doesn't matter how many people they poison. You give me a taco, a burger, and fries for a buck, and I'm going there.
Game on.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to go eat. I ate 3 Grand Slams once at Denny's. It was like 12 flapjacks, you know,
my stomach started
19 pieces of bacon, 324 eggs.
Is that your birthday? Because they give you 2 for free.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, by the way, how you know you're a loser, when you do not miss the Denny's on your birthday.
Or the free car wash.
Yeah, you're not going to miss out on that. On that $3.99 chili size. Hey, it's your birthday. It's free. Yeah, that's a bad. See, now if a chick dumped you, you're doing Ozfest. You're on tour. You're doing the weenie roast. You could bounce right back. It'd be very easy, but not back.
No,
then.
But emotionally, it'd still be rough. It doesn't matter where you're last at.
Mm-hmm. It'd be rough. It'd be rough for 3 weeks. It wouldn't be rough for a year and a half.
Not even, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't put a number
on
anything.
No,
depends.
I can't.
It depends
can't.
On your
I
relationship.
I can put a number on anything.
Obviously, we have a lot of things going on that would take our minds off it.
Right. Right.
You know, but if we were in that situation.
It satisfies
no,
a different
way. Ending
no,
a relationship.
There's that time where you're alone at night and you're falling asleep, you know?
Oh, it's
it doesn't matter what
never
your life
easy,
is at.
But it's a hell of a lot easier when there's distraction and when you're going out and there's other girls coming up to you. You didn't have that. When you were 19, a bunch of other chicks coming
yeah,
at
did.
You.
I
you
had
did?
No,
I had we did.
Absolutely no chicks coming at me when I was 19.
We were pimps at 19. All you don't right. know that?
We're going to take a little break.
You're slowed down.
System of a Down is here. I'm going to we'll take a break.
Shava's getting that pot laugh down like crazy. It's,
is that Shava's pot
me.
Laugh?
What
yeah.
pot laugh, man? What are you talking about? I get that from my dad, I swear. He does. He has that same
way. Dad deals him the weed.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
Dad deals him the weed.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Shama's going to call his folks and explain, and we'll be back.
It's like you're getting rid of all the stuff you cannot.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. A little diarrhea talk during the break with John and Shavo from System of a Down. Toxicity, name of the CD. Ozfest coming up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Weenie Roast on Saturday night. We'll be there. And let's get back to phones. We'll speak to Jen, who's 20. Jen?
Hi.
Hey.
I actually had a question. Why I would get, like, nauseous right before I orgasm during sex?
Are you having abdominal pain or just nausea?
No pain. I mean, like, I recently had, like, surgery, and I've noticed it more since then. Before I had the surgery, I didn't even notice it.
What was the surgery?
It was just a gallbladder surgery, so it wasn't, I mean, anything major or anything.
What do? Do they just take your gallbladder out, or do they ever fix a gallbladder?
No, they take it out.
Why not? Why, as long as you're there, you might as well just get rid of it?
You know, I don't know the logic behind it so much as it becomes inflamed, you know, when it becomes clogged with the stone, and it's going to do it again.
Right.
So you
got
to get it out.
All right. And you don't need it.
You don't need it.
All right. How much does one of those weigh? Because, I mean, you could subtract that or add it, you know, if you're weighing yourself, couldn't you? You know what I'm saying?
Pound
5 pounds?
No. Like, it's small.
All right. All right. So when did you have this surgery?
In February.
And when you're going to have an orgasm, you do this? You get nauseous?
Right. I just get, like, incredibly nauseous.
How is it you're able to have orgasm? What are you doing? Anything?
Well, lately I really haven't because I stopped. It's like
but when you're able to have one, how are you able to achieve?
Well, you want to know if she's on a swing set or something?
Or doing something weird? Or
are you alone or are you with someone?
I mean, she engaged
with
in anal
somebody.
Sex.
It's like just
not after the diarrhea
intercourse.
It's only during intercourse?
Right.
Only during intercourse this happens.
Right.
All right. Drew made his point.
Yeah. So.
And now what about if it was oral sex? Would you be nauseated?
I don't generally orgasm with that.
Interesting. Just the intercourse, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little twist. That's good, though, right? Yeah. I'll answer for you. You're way ahead of the game. Okay, and you liked the guy, you weren't molested, nothing weird about, nothing, no strange feelings about sex?
No. Uh-uh.
No? Mm. And this is a boyfriend of yours?
Yeah.
And you have no problems with the guy?
Nope. We've been together for a year and a half now.
When was your last pelvic exam?
Around February.
Everything was normal?
Yeah.
You're on no medication now?
Like allergy medications, but that's it.
Which one?
Clarinex.
Okay.
Hey, Drew, can it be this? You know, like, as a guy, there's something you drink. You drink peppermint schnapps one night when you're in high school and you vomit all over the place. And then the next time you can't sniff peppermint schnapps without feeling sick. So if you're a woman and you have sex one time and you're a little nauseated and not feeling quite right, you're feeling sick around the orgasm, could it stay with you for a while?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it would.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Jen, could that be it?
Like a conditioned response?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Because like I said, I didn't have any problem until I had the surgery. I don't know if it was because, like...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You told us about the surgery.
No, you said I was having it and a little more since I had the surgery.
I noticed it after I had the surgery. So I'm assuming I didn't really have it before that.
Hmm. You're assuming you didn't have it before the surgery?
Well, I think I would have noticed it.
All right, so you're having nausea since the surgery.
Right.
Yes, there's dumping and nausea, and things can happen
What's
for a while.
Dumping?
What Chavo's got. Chavo got dumping tonight, and what John enjoys once in a while, he pointed out to us during the break. It's what
John looks like all the nasty stuff's coming out when you have diarrhea.
Nothing could be farther from the truth, but that's the crazy stuff people think about with their bowels.
John likes a little anal purge every once in a while. Really clear the system. And clear your head out, you know? Let you think straight. All right, hey, Jen.
Uh-huh.
I bet if you had sex one time and you didn't throw up or anything through it and you had your orgasm,
you need to talk
okay.
to the surgeons and see if something's going on with your procedure here.
What would they tell her?
Just call a bile duct stone or something. I mean, there are things that can happen that this may be just a weak sign of.
Come in and let us check it out.
Yeah. We'll conduct.
You don't have to even get into the orgasm thing. Just get into the fact that periodically I feel nauseated, and that's an important symptom after you had a gallbladder surgery. Okay.
Okay.
You're not drinking a lot of alcohol or anything like that.
No. Uh-uh.
Nothing else. All right.
All right, baby.
Thank you. Good luck.
A good time. Sorry, Drew was no help. Sorry. I apologize for Drew. Sam.
Yeah.
You're 15.
You guys need. Oh, hold on.
Yes.
You guys need a camera in here.
Yeah.
The e-show.
Yeah, we do.
You gotta have that.
Hey, and listen, we'd love two paychecks from this gig.
The facial expressions, I mean, it's golden, honestly. You people at home listening right now, you're missing out.
Really?
You're missing out. You should put out an album and come over here.
The TV show's never the same as this. It's never.
No, this is better.
Yeah, that's cold. This is one. Like, you know,
there's got to be a camera on each of you and get Drew's expressions.
Sam?
I'm just going to come in and hang out and watch from there.
Please. Sam, you're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. My girlfriend's really kind of not very proper.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I can introduce her to my dad.
She's not very proper.
She's really goth.
Goth.
I see.
Are you kind of that way, too?
Yeah, I'm more punk, though.
Your dad kind of... Oh, so you have a hippie dad?
No.
You have a dad that beats the crap out of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really? Drew, how'd you know that?
Just the style. It's the goth tend to be sort of physically abused, and the punks tend to have more hippie parent.
Right.
He went the other way.
What about the Sochas and the greasers?
I'm sure there's some pattern to that too.
What about the Jets? Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right. Oh, listen, guys, that's not that funny.
Oh, please. That was funny.
Thanks, buddies. You know what else we need a camera for so we can see Drew never laugh at any of my jokes?
No, it's the frown, I think, that you need to catch.
Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, so your dad can handle a lot, right? Because you're punk and he can handle that, right?
Well, he really hates it, though.
Hey, but look, Sam, this is all part of being punk, right? Is throwing it back in dad's face. So you're going to do all kinds of stuff. Bring it on. You might as well.
Yeah.
This is your plan.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Hey, tell him that you're bringing a man home.
Oh, my God.
And
then you'll bring her.
Just kidding. Here's my girlfriend. He'll be so happy that, you know.
Right.
That's a good idea.
That's good.
There's other problems because he's mad because my mom just left.
Uh-oh.
Maybe not the best time to bring girls around.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you hold off?
Or bring her and her friend.
Unless you really want to stomp on Dad. That's your plan here.
But, you know, he's really religious, kind of.
Say, here we go.
And she has a lot of piercings. I have, like, two, but...
Okay. Yeah. How long have you two been going out?
Who cares?
How long?
For about 3 months.
3 months. Oh, why don't you hold off on the introductions until Dad cools off about the old lady stepping out, all right? All right?
All right.
All right.
All right. Drew?
Yeah?
Dude, you kick ass.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah, nice. I just had to say that.
I appreciate
that. All right, Adam, you're cool, too.
Whatever.
But not ass-kicking cool, just sort
Drew,
of generic cool.
Funny.
I love you.
Okay. All right. All right, Sam. What do you got? You got a mohawk going or anything?
I have a bleached and red mohawk, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That'll really piss Dad off. Tell him you're gay. That'll really get him.
No.
All right. All right, just hold off on the introduction. That's all I'm saying. We got to take ourselves another little break. John and Shavo both here from System of a Down, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Yeah.
Buddy.
I'm Adam, that's Drew. John and Shavo are both here from System of a Down. Toxicity, name of the CD. Ozzfest tour coming up this summer.
Ozzfest.
Gonna be in Vegas on Sunday.
Yes,
Thomas
we are.
Thomas and Mac, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you playing with there?
I think a lot of the same bands that are on the Weenie Roast, actually.
Is it a radio show?
Uh-huh.
And then I guess this is the season. And then
'tis the season.
Like we were just talking about, Weenie Roast on Saturday. That's kind of cool. I mean, you guys listened to K-Rock growing up, right? I mean, when you were starting out as a band.
Yeah,
I remember when we saw you guys at the signing about 4 years ago,
that
right?
That was a while ago.
You saw what?
Mm-hmm. I saw Weenie Roast. Like bought tickets to one,
huh.
The one that was
how many years ago?
Not sure. It was Green Day, Offspring, and it was all those.
That's every year. Every year.
Yeah,
that's,
no, this, no, was, this was like 1994 to
Sugar Ray. Their first year ever on.
Their first year?
Yeah, that Green Day played them.
That was with Kiss that year.
No Kiss. No, I wish I saw the Kiss one.
This I like
maybe even 93 or 94, something like that.
But it's cool to be up there now, right?
Yeah, I mean. Come on.
Pretty bitchin'.
I remember I had a moment with Mark from Sugar Ray. They were going on stage and they went, and they'd already were a big band at that point, and they went, but we dreamed of this. You know, this we always said we'd be on the Weenie Roast at Irvine Meadows. And,
they're really cool guys.
Yeah, I thought, well, that's interesting. Sure, this is important for them. You know?
Yeah, well, a lot of good bands.
We grew up in L.A., so there's a lot of things that we've been able to do that we've been a part of all our lives, just not, you know, in it.
Right.
We've seen it, grown up with it.
The Acoustic Christmas was cool, too, I thought.
Yeah.
Something that we've experienced for a long time.
Nice.
When we played the Forum, actually, the first time we played at the Forum.
That was intense.
We opened for, it was Black Sabbath, actually.
Yeah.
We opened for Black Sabbath one day. That was a really big deal because, you know, we'd all visited the Forum and checked out concerts there. And, you know, each one of us had their own dream about being on that stage one day. And here we were opening for Black Sabbath, which is...
Yeah, right.
It was just, it's an indescribable feeling. Mm-hmm. To this day, I get like goosebumps when I think about it.
We got a question for System of a Down about this subject, or at least close to it. Jonathan?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
What's happening?
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of Gary's records, especially the first one.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm wondering what you guys' favorite bands and albums are, like, of all time and, like, nowadays, what you guys are listening to.
We all have different musical taste, I guess. In
what
the
about
band.
You two guys? What do you guys like?
Well, John, you first.
Well,
right
no.
All time favorites.
Right now, in my, let's say in my car, I have a 10 disc changer. You know, some of the discs include Slayer, South of Heaven. I have Radiohead in there. I have the Beatles in there. I have Iron Maiden in there. I have the Notting Hill soundtrack in there.
Really?
I really do.
That's You're gay.
Oh, thank
true,
you.
True, please. That's
true.
Shava listens to only Armenian prayers for the dying.
Actually, I have the new Eminem CD in there, too. It's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
I think it's amazing.
Eminem's one of these guys who you almost kind of wish he was a flash in the pan, but he's really talented and
nice.
Really good.
Man,
he's got
yeah.
three great oh, albums, you know.
Absolutely.
Really good.
People are going to have to respect that.
Shava?
I have the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack right now. I have an Iron Maiden Power Slave in there. I have a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
I have Wu-Tang.
Yep.
I have the old Dirty Bastard, the new one. It's really cool.
Well, that reminds me, I have Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite Ice Cube album.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Kiss?
Yeah, so it's a pretty eclectic mix here.
Marduk is what Darren listens to nowadays. Kind of cool.
And, you know, inadvertently, we listen to it, too.
Yeah, we always hear it. So we got.
Because on the bus, it's really loud.
Yeah.
Hey, another thing I was wondering, do you guys ever listen to your own record? I've never really heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting question.
Probably not.
I haven't heard our album. The only time I listen to a song is if it's on the radio. You know, yeah. There you are. Stop.
It's more while we're recording, you know, because we're so intensely focused on it that afterwards
you
kind of take a break from it. We play it live every day, so it's not like we don't get to experience it.
No, people ask us sometimes, play track, let's say, 4, and I don't remember which
one. We don't know what track 4 is.
Personally.
But, Shava, you're pretty stoned. I mean, you're...
Why do you guys have me as this...
No, I'm sorry. No. True made
actually
me say that.
I smoked nothing today.
All right. All right, there you go, Jonathan.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, also, I think there's...
You've got to record a different laugh for me.
I can't control it.
The little, my mic went
on. Oh, no.
Did you kick someone?
Oh, my God.
Man. It's a little bit of a burden listening to your own stuff or watching yourself or doing that, too, because you end up picking it apart a little bit sometimes.
I love watching myself because I have a mirror in my room. But we're talking about
I beg your pardon.
Music, right?
No, I mean, I'm talking like when we do TV shows, we never watch them.
No.
Because it takes too much energy to watch yourself. You start thinking about stuff you want to change and
terrible.
Stuff you didn't do and stuff you would have done differently. And you can't just enjoy it.
But you can't change it. So,
right.
You know.
That's
sometimes, though, it is cool to reflect on it. I mean, we have, I think, a lot to be proud of. We've accomplished a lot of things. And it's good to go back and appreciate what we've done. You know, we've worked very hard in the last, you know, almost decade now.
Yeah.
To get somewhere.
We got another question for System. Is this, how do you pronounce your name?
Imran.
How do you pronounce it? Bob.
You're 17. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, I'm on?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
You're it. You're the star.
Well.
Don't get nervous.
Or else they will rip you apart.
No, we will not.
Okay, first thing is, Adam and Drew, you guys kick ass.
Thanks.
And, System of a Down, you're like my favorite band.
Thank you.
Gracias.
I was just wondering, like, I'm from, my dad's from Beirut, Lebanon. I was just wondering, like, I heard something about, like, you guys grew up there or something, or some of you grew up there. I just want to know what was up with that.
Me and Serge were born there.
Yeah.
This is John, by the way.
That's cool.
That's basically, yeah, we were born in Beirut. Were you born there, or are you from there? Or your dad was from
my
there.
My dad was from there. He came over here for college and stuff.
When did you leave Beirut?
Who?
John. And Serge.
I left when I was almost 4. That's when a lot of the battle started there, and it was a really bad situation.
Yeah, that's like when my dad left at the same time.
He left when I was 4?
Well, like when the war started getting pretty bad.
Yeah, not that there was ever a time when there wasn't war there, because, you know, for the last 2,000 years, basically, it's been going on down there.
Really? Is that
this
right?
Is nothing new.
But no. Beirut is like a punchline city. It's like when you're trying to, when someone is throwing you out of their house and they're yelling, you'll never have it this good again. You'll be living in Beirut is kind of the, that's the joke. Like,
my understanding is it was one of the most beautiful resort-like cities ever.
They used to
get ripped apart.
Really?
They used to give away trips on Price is Right to Beirut.
Really? It'd be a surreal seeing that now.
That's like Las Vegas. Yeah, but so for about 20 years, it was pretty calm there, right?
There was a time period when it is a very, the problem is that area is so beautiful and it's so historically rich.
Yeah.
And there's so much to do there besides get killed.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we can't enjoy that because people will not get their heads out of their ass.
And what's it like now? Is it as bad as it was now?
It's not as bad as it was during the late 70s and early 80s.
Right.
But it's still not a place you want to go on vacation.
Okay.
Sorry to ruin the tourism of Beirut, but that's the truth.
But they're trying to get that going again, right? They're trying to get it back. And
yeah, they're like rebuilding it.
Yeah.
They are rebuilding, and it's still a very beautiful region. But as long as you have maniacs, you know, car bombing and, you know, you have all these racial tensions there, you're not going to have any kind of atmosphere to go on vacation or to go back and try to live there.
This is not a Palestinian Jew thing. It was like 40 different, right? There's all these different groups and things.
You know, Lebanon is not as bad, but because it's directly connected to that area, it's hard not to get a backlash.
Yeah.
You know, and armies travel through, destroy things. You know, it's just natural for it to go bad.
Well,
just be glad that we live here, you know, and we're fairly safe, even though we're open, obviously we're open to terrorism, just like any other country in the world, but we got it pretty good.
We're pretty
well defended.
Oh, yeah. Drew, you ought to give your kids some perspective, send them to Beirut for, like, just to go to college.
I think that's a little too much perspective for somebody.
Just a semester.
If I send them, you'll still complain that I'm spoiling them. you're ruining those kids. Oh, you're spoiling them. Sending them to Beirut.
Send them to BU.
I never went to Beirut
when I was your age.
Good news. Your kids are going to BU.
When I was your age, I went to school 7 miles in the snow.
In Ethiopia.
Uphill both ways.
Jason?
In Southern California.
It was snowing and 115 degrees. What's up? Uphill both ways. Jason?
Hello.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey. First of all, I'd like to say that, Adam, you are awesome.
Thanks.
I love the way you deal with people, especially the people that think they know everything.
Great.
Doesn't he rule?
I know you think you know everything, but you do a pretty good job of backing yourself up.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's me. That's me kissing up. But,
your lips are brown.
My question is, I've been dating the same girl for about 2 years. And, I don't know, before I met her, I was sexually active and I was always able to sustain, like, sexual, like, intercourse for more than, like, 30 minutes, sometimes like an hour, sometimes more. But, you know, and I always used to think, oh, that's really cool. But as soon as I met her, it seems like my average is like 7 or 8 minutes.
What is she looking? Is that good for her or not?
I don't know. And the thing is that, you know, the question is you never know whether to believe.
What is it about her that's the making you go off so quickly?
I'm not even sure.
What do you think?
I mean,
is that a bad thing, though?
Well, if you had to guess.
She's the first girl that I can honestly say I really love.
You love her.
Like, I can tell my family that. I can tell my friends that.
And man, but what is the, is there a special quality that she offers you that sort of gets you going?
Yeah. It's called friction.
Well, she's hot.
She's hot. She's really hotter than your other. I mean, you're really into her.
Yeah.
Right?
What's wrong with that? And 70 minutes is like fine. And for some women, that's even too much.
If it's 7 or 8 minutes.
It's really 7 or 8 minutes, yeah.
Is it 7 or 8 minutes?
It ranges. And that's what sucks, is I never know. Sometimes, I mean, literally sometimes I can be like a minute man.
Is there a difference in the way you're engaging with her? Different position or something than you've been used to?
Oh, man. I've tried everything, you know. And, I mean, everything that I've already tried before.
You walk around the bed.
Yeah, how about that?
Think things.
Huh?
Change your train of thought. I don't know.
Masturbate.
How about stopping?
Yeah, no, John's got the right idea.
Stop for a bit, right?
Ron Jeremy came in here once, and actually he's been in here about 300 times, unfortunately. But
one of the times.
Yeah, came in here one time. His work was exquisite in Taboo 2, by the way. It was a young Ron Jeremy on top of his game.
Yeah,
in his
I like
prime.
It. Don't quite a bit.
But he...
I'm sorry. Taboo 3, he's really good as a record producer.
Even better. Even better.
Really good as a record producer.
All right. But, Jason...
Award-winning.
Ron said, he would just stop. When he felt like he was getting close, he would just stop for a few minutes and take a breath and just sort of you know, let the blood drain out a little bit, so to speak, and then get back going again. Can you just stop when you get close?
Yeah, and I try, and most of the time it's like it's too late.
Listen, John has an idea for you. John.
Huh?
Masturbate.
Yeah.
Well, I do that too, though.
But how about doing it?
I'm a blooded American boy. You know?
How about doing it that night, you know, before she comes over?
You know, practice for the big game, or...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Why don't you stop thinking about it? Maybe if you stop tripping out about it, you'll last longer.
I think
I never did. As I said,
try getting pissed off. Get pissed off at her, and then have some of that angry sex.
I'm beginning to think too. There's something about we talked a little about this last week. What I will call the autonomic tone. In other words, are you sort of sped up, or are you kind of slowed down? Not in the sense of anxious, but in the sense of what your baseline sort of biology is, whether the sympathetic nervous system is predominating or the parasympathetic. And when you're in that parasympathetic mode, when you're sort of cruising and your heart rate's down and things, you can kind of control things much better than when you're spun out. And he's so excited around this woman that he's, you know, all his adrenaline is flowing and things. And that's probably working against him. He needs to not so much not be anxious, because that's almost unrealistic, but find a way to tone it down. You know what
I'm
saying?
Maybe do more foreplay, slow it down. Don't just jump into the sex.
That's a good call. Yeah. You got to get that stereo for your call.
It's been 2 years. Don't you think after 2 years it kind of
thinking too much again?
Gets normal. You know, he said 2 years, right?
Yeah, wait a minute. Have you been with her for a year?
I've been with her for almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. That's what I said. I mean, 2 years is enough time.
Yeah, it should have evened out by now.
To mellow it out.
Are you giving her oral sex?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried everything.
You know, my thing is when you start the oral sex, that's when you punch in. That's when you're on the clock. So if you give her 15 minutes of oral sex and then you pop up top for 7 minutes, that's 22
it's
minutes.
All good. You
that's 22 minutes.
And she's probably fine with all this, Jason. You've got some.
Well, that way she's getting like an hour and a half total. But,
all right, listen, you know, relax.
I mean, I've tried to make it.
All right, look, this.
She's probably bummed out of how anxious he is about all this. See, that's what I'm thinking.
This is what guys do. They get way too up in their head. They start looking at the clock. They get too anxious.
Mm-hmm.
They call up radio shows to talk about it.
He's having sex right now. He just stopped and said, made the call.
Yeah, you gotta relax a little bit. Gotta lower that heartbeat just a little bit.
Well, focus on the relationship, not so much on the performance.
Jesus, 2 years into it, still going?
Mm-hmm.
I can barely get it up. Ryan?
Gotta get it on.
Ryan, you're 19.
Da, da, da. Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
How are you? Yeah, I've been having this problem for the past couple of months about not being able to, I guess, get an erection.
Hi, Fiend.
I got really depressed there for a while, and I started on Zoloft. The doctor put me on it, and ever since then, it just doesn't seem like things are working out the same.
So on Zoloft, you're having erectile difficulties.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a very common.
Anything to do with it?
100%. It's a very common side effect of Zoloft.
So what should you do?
You got to talk to your doctor about maybe changing to something else. Write down these three names, okay? Got a pen?
Okay.
Cerazone, Cerazone.
Okay.
Wellbutrin. Or Remeron.
Okay.
Talked about those. They don't have the sexual side effects so much, particularly the
why are they giving Zoloft if it's having so many?
It's easy to use. No, sexual side effects. That's about it.
Well, that's what I mean.
Because it's clean and safe and effective. Otherwise.
Okay, so, but it's effectively killing his penis.
Once I stop taking the Zoloft, my problems will end. I guess.
Do not stop taking it until you've talked to this doctor. Probably they'll switch you to something else.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
All right, there, Ryan.
Couldn't he maybe pop some Viagra or something to counter that effect?
Yeah, he can, but the Viagra gives him an erection, but still he's going to have difficulty having an orgasm and things. So it's going to be a problem.
Him and the other guy should talk.
So we can breed them.
Yeah. But there's breed those two guys.
But people don't get the warnings about the sexual side effects, particularly the women. They don't make the connection between the pill and their sexual side effects, and they really get shut down where sex is sort of like, ugh, they're touching, why? I don't understand.
Right.
And then the women then if it's happening in, let's say, a marriage, they go through these inventories, what am I doing, how's the relationship, am I stressed? They, you know, scroll through these long inventories before they even consider the medication that they were put on 3 weeks ago.
Well, shouldn't the doctor tell them when he prescribes them the Zoloft?
Yes, but there's, first of all, you're interested in helping people with a really serious problem. A. B, there's not enough awareness about how common the sexual side effects are. It's really not in the side effect profile the way it really exists in reality. There's like 3% on the side effect profile. It's really like 60%.
So this could be like breaking up relationships.
Absolutely, and it's a serious issue, yes.
All right, let's talk to Alicia. Alicia?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
You can't stop dating older guys?
Well, I'm not dating, but I just have like this infatuation with them, and it's affecting the way that I like see guys my own age.
Are you getting together with these older guys?
No, not really, but once.
Mm-mm. Who corrected you?
My friend.
She wanted to let America know you were a slut?
No.
Okay. Well, who'd you get together with that was that old?
Just this guy that I met.
How old is he?
He is 21.
Mm-hmm.
Did your dad take off when you were 3 or something? Or 5?
No.
Is he still around?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Put him on the phone.
He's not here.
Sober him up and put him on the phone.
He's not here.
He's absent in some way.
Where's my bourbon?
Where is he?
He's at work.
What time is it over there in New Mexico? Is it an hour difference?
It's 12:20.
Why is he at work?
Because he does the night shift.
Hold on, let me write that down. Night shift. Okay. And shouldn't he be off the night shift by now?
Well, he does graveyard.
Oh, okay. Well, if he does graveyard,
doing
what are
you
going to do? He actually works at a graveyard.
Doing what?
Oh, he works at this hospital.
What's
doing
he
what?
Doing with the hospital?
He's an administrative person. I don't know.
Okay. This is my theory that no chick ever knows what their dad does. Ever. What is that?
I don't know, but you're right about it.
What is that?
What is that? Any woman we ever talk to, ask him what their dad does. He does a thing at the, I don't know.
The airport.
He's yeah, something.
He's a guy at the airport.
Yeah. And then when he's in the military, it's even worse. I mean, really.
He's a pilot.
The guy really, he could have flown like 70 bombing missions over Korea, and they'd be like, I don't know, he peels potatoes or something. I don't know what he does.
He's an astronaut.
No, it's never anything good. It's always downgraded.
Yeah.
So, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not dating any of these guys. You're not getting in trouble with any of them.
No.
Except for the one guy.
No.
Right? And are you interested in any guys your own age?
Not right now.
You will be. To some extent, they can be a protective thing, being infatuated with older guys. And
right.
While you're sort of maturing, getting ready, and pay attention to the appearance. That's who you need to be dating.
But 15-year-old guys have nothing to offer to 15-year-old chicks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
She's 17,
really?
Right?
She's 15.
Now it's going to be a few years.
What do they have to offer? They got zits and a peachy folder. That's all you have.
Those are two very positive things.
Yeah, I had like a zit.
You have that in common, at least.
Yeah, I didn't have any. I had a learner's permit, a zit, and a peachy folder when I was 15.
What's a peachy? Folder, bro. You don't remember those?
That's
orange
the one.
Folders? Oh, the orange one.
Those are those orange folders that have all the different athletics on
them.
Yeah,
with the guy.
And then you doodle on them to make them all
that's
into
called
like
a peachy
killers.
Folder? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
the vatos would always like take that and fold it into three, and you know we were supposed to get trapper keepers or something, and they would walk into school with that.
And guys, you could always tell where a guy was coming from, but by how he doodled on his peachy, like they would have the
stabbing.
They'd have the runners, yeah. But except for the guy be wearing a bandana, and the guy behind would have a knife instead of a baton, and he'd be chasing him.
I've done that.
Drew, you went to a good school. They didn't have that kind of stuff.
No.
You didn't Drew's do any scary doodling on a peachy folder.
No, he had like those big computers back. Back then, and he would just take that to school instead of a peachy folder.
One of those big NASA ones with the reel-to-reel on it.
Yeah, Fortran. Yeah.
You bring it in a forklift every day.
Punch-up cars.
He actually had a secretary that would take down the information for him.
Remember in shows when a computer worked, it would make that computing sound?
Those green screens.
Did they ever do that? I don't think computers ever made the computing sound. I just think TV producers said, no one's going to buy this machine without that. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. System of a Down is here. We're going to hear something else from them. We may even sing along after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. System of a Down. John and Chavo both here. Toxicity, name of the CD. We're going to hear something off of that. We're going to take one call, and then we'll hear another System of a Down. Of a Down, I should say. CD. Yeah, I know. I correct myself almost immediately, though. Marilyn?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. Well, first of all, I love you, Adam. I watch Man Show more than anybody I know.
Oh,
thank you.
Scary.
I love that show. Okay, this is the deal. I've been with my boyfriend for about the last 7 years of my life, and doesn't that technically mean I'm, like, married or something?
No.
Common law.
No, yes.
Common law,
right. But not that you were minors when it started, though.
Yeah.
You
got
to live together, I think, by the way.
Okay, well, all of a sudden, I'm, like, infatuated with this guy.
Hang on. You started dating your boyfriend when you were 13. How old was he?
He's older than me. He was, like, 17, I think.
Yes.
It's a little creepy.
He's already, right, now think about that 17-year-old dating a 13-year-old. Do you think that's an okay guy?
Or maybe
they've been together for 7 years.
Yeah, but I mean, but now that she's 20, think about the 17-year-old that's going after a 13-year-old.
No, true, but it's been 7 years.
Yeah.
And they know each other pretty much.
He's
that is pretty creepy, you're right.
All
right.
He's a great guy.
Anyway, but relationships in that age are supposed to end, so now it's time for this one to kind of wrap up.
Who are you into now?
I don't know, but like, I don't know what to do. This guy, I don't even know him at all. I was driving down the street one day, and he was like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, that guy, like, made my day. He made, my whole month. And then, like, I remember.
Let her have a little more of that.
I was driving the other day.
You sound hot.
And I saw him.
Marilyn.
Yes.
You sound hot.
Oh, thank you. I'm not hot. I'm not ugly.
You sound not fat.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw him. And he was just, like, staring at me, and I was like.
Good looking.
Well, what do you mean you're just driving down the street?
I was driving home from my friend's house, and I was taking the alley because it was shorter. And I saw the same guy, and I saw him standing there. And
he was just hanging out in the alley?
No, he was at his work. He was unloading stuff from his truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so I happened to see him, and he saw me, and he, like, stopped what he was doing and, like, looked at me, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but all guys who unload trucks, if any vagina comes within 180 yards of them, they stop and look.
I know.
When you're unloading, you're looking for any excuse to stop. Do you understand?
I know what you're saying.
All right. Well, so do you think you'll see this guy again?
I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should, like, break up with my boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd say yes. Do that first.
Yeah.
This is normal.
7 years.
Yeah.
That's long enough.
That's normal to do that.
You're going to be curious. Your head's on a swivel. You know, you've been with this guy since you were 13. You were a kid when you met him. Now you're, you know, a young woman.
Do you love him?
Yeah.
Do you love him, or do you love the idea of just being with someone for 7 years?
Or does it just feel like a family member, and you can't unload, because how do you untangle that?
Yeah, I'm like me and his mom are, like, I know his whole family. Like, we're so close. Like, all of our friends are friends. Like, I love him. Like, he could be my friend, if anything.
Yeah. But you can't do that to him. Yeah, you can't do that to him.
I know.
Do you feel like the 7 years will have been wasted if you break up?
I don't know. I always feel like if we ever broke up, it would be like on a hiatus, and like someday we'd come back to each other.
Yeah,
remember
those.
So basically, you want to go out and bang a bunch of other guys,
no,
a bunch of truckers.
And you want him to wait around and then come.
Right.
You're gonna
come back to him.
He should sit and weep and masturbate while you have sex with strange truckers.
He wasn't a trucker, like a big old trucker, like a regular truck.
Yeah,
just a regular trucker.
Big old 18-wheeler.
All right.
You know what? It sounds like you're just you were a kid when you got into this relationship, and you love the person, but you're not in love with them. So if you're not in love with them,
you need to figure out who you are. You need to date other people. You need some time.
It's run its course.
Who knows? You might even date someone else and realize you made a big mistake.
Yeah, someday.
And then it might be too late.
But on the other hand,
don't tell him that though.
You've described yourself as not hot, right?
Well, I'm not a juggie.
Yeah, oh, she watches the show.
I think I'm pretty. I mean, everybody thinks I'm pretty.
All right, then you're in good shape there.
You're pretty.
I'm pretty.
You have a nice tooth.
What about your paw?
Pretty mouth.
Pretty. All right.
You got a nice set of jugs.
All right, Marilyn. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, baby. All right, take care.
System of a Down.
Yeah.
Song.
Toxicity, name of the CD, and this one is called Bounce.
Show her a trick, she had so many friends.
Try this beverage. It's goat-based. No, cannot have. No, cannot have. No, cannot have. No, 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 you cannot have. No, no mixing. No, cannot have. Read menu. No, no, get fired. I was doing my waiter at the Zanku Chicken rap. Yeah, let's see. Give me half the beef and lamb shawarma and half the chicken shawarma. No! No, I don't. I just half and half. No!
You like the juice, huh? The juice is good.
Yeah.
It's the juice.
Oh, that Zanku chicken.
I'm craving it now.
I got a love-hate Charmous relationship house. Yeah. With that place, you know.
You love it when you eat it. You hate it when you to release it.
Oh.
It's the garlic. The garlic must
be. No, I love that food. Actually, one of the best times I ever had was chicken places, and they give you a piece of I don't know what it is. It's like rhubarb or something. What's the pink vegetable? The that's the pickled.
It's like, it's I think pickle. It's a beet, right?
No,
it's a pickled beet.
Whatever it is, it tastes good.
That's what I
it's,
think.
It's a pickled. No, it's not a beet. It's a radish. It's like a pickled radish.
A beet, I think, because a radish is
no, it's beet colored, but it don't taste like a beet.
Is white inside.
Listen. I am a white guy, and I am telling you that is not a beet.
All right, anyway.
I'll figure out what it is.
What is it? Let's find out. Because I have no idea.
Anyway, what about it?
It's good. It's good. You got to take a little bite of it because it tastes like vinegar and horseradish, you know.
No, it's really good.
You know how to do it.
It's very good.
You get the sandwich.
Refreshing.
Yeah, but you can't eat three of those in a row.
You can.
Well, you can.
You can. Because you're just a white guy.
You can.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm a white guy. I have to take a bite of pita bread, a bite of chicken, then a little nibble of that.
That's how it tastes good, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm
supposed
saying.
To have it that
Next
way.
Next time, just open up the sandwich and pop a few in there, and then you don't have to be, you know, you can be even more.
No, but then it gets warm.
That's my new. That's my new strategy. I had a dog bothering me while I was eating once.
Did you get one of those beets?
And I fed him one of those things, and he freaked out. Felt good. It kept him away, though, because then he thought that's what I was eating. You know what's funny? I love when dogs get hold of something they don't like. They open their mouth and they let it fall out. They have no spitting mechanism, dogs. They shake stuff. It's like, and it falls out. Thank God dogs can't spit, by the way, because we'd be in a world of hurt. There'd be dogs spitting on you, right?
That's why we don't have camels as pets.
Yeah.
And
if you fed
big, right?
If you fed a camel one of those beet radishes,
it'll bite you in the butt.
Bit right in your eye. Harag?
Yes.
You're 16? Harag?
Harag.
Harag?
Harag.
No!
Yeah. You cannot have that.
No. Cannot mix. No, cannot. No. No. Cannot. No! No, no, cannot have. No, 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 cannot have. No, 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 cannot have. No, no, cannot have. No, 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 cannot. No, no, cannot have. No, 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 cannot have.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you should just come up and do that.
I should get a label deal.
You should do it at the Weenie Roast.
I should do my.
We should
do it at the Weenie Roast. Come on.
We'll have Drew on a pogo stick.
Oh, you're on a pogo and I.
No. Reminds me of the guy in announcing the soccer.
Goal! He got that. He used to work at Zanku.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, that's how he trained his voice.
That's where they all come from.
Harag?
Yes.
All right, 16, what's up?
Yes, I just, first of all, Adam, I love your show, Matt's show, and you're funnier than Jimmy.
Oh.
You need to lighten up a lot.
I'm not going to tell
you. Laughing. Donovan and, like, I mean, John and, like, sorry, you're, like, the best people, and my question is, like, what are you guys doing to help the Armenian community besides your songs, like, Pluck and all that?
Go on.
No, I'm waiting for the crickets to start.
No, what are you...
That would have been cool because we were silent for a sec, but...
Well, aren't you just being a successful Armenian band is helping the Armenian community, isn't
it? We talk as much as we can. We do benefits when we can. We're actually thinking of doing something in Armenia. But
That's impressive.
We try not to, you know, push the whole Armenian thing down people's throats. We want people to understand that something did happen to us as far as the genocide is concerned. But we don't want to preach to people. We do this because we enjoy playing music, and that's the most important thing as far as we're concerned. You know, that's why we got into this.
Yeah, you do a good job, too.
Thank you. But, you know, obviously being Armenian, we do have a certain responsibility to bring out the truth of what's happened to Armenians.
Yeah,
and, you know, just to kind of inform people, you know, about our culture. We have a lot to offer, I think.
Hey, Harag?
Yes?
I used to live out in La Crescenta.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you. I think I saw you one time at Hobby People. Go there?
No.
Casino?
Oh. Yeah, no.
You know?
No. But I used to live in La Crescenta.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, off of Lowell.
What are you doing?
You know the car wash on La Crescenta and Foothill?
Yeah, I lived up off by the Taco Bell on Foothill.
Oh, we own that property now.
I mark all my living spaces by the closest Taco Bell. So I used to live by the North Hollywood Taco Bell.
That new burrito is awesome.
Yeah. We had a little parting of ways, me and Taco Bell, when they canceled the Bell Beefer.
And the Enchirito.
And the Enchirito.
Enchirito.
We had a party.
There's a little bad blood.
I got mad.
That's why I start going to San Cu. Take some abuse over there. But now I'm back now.
Close at midnight, huh?
Buried the hatchet. Oh, you're Jonesing for San Cu.
Yeah.
He's baked. Drew. He's stoned. He's Jonesing. See, he's got the shakes. He's got the San Cu shakes.
You guys got to bring in cameras, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
It's a great idea. You should do it.
Chris?
Internet camera.
Chris is on hold. We got to take a little break. Right. We got System of a Down here. Shavo and John both here. Take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Rue over there. Shavo and John both here. System of a Down. Toxicity, name
As
of
usual,
the CD.
Time flies when we're in this place.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm now tasting the Lulu kebab.
It closes in 15, doesn't it?
No.
We got to let Chop out here quick, early.
No, but I can't.
Chris?
Hello?
Chris, you're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I got this. I'm on this new. This is for Drew. I got this new antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Zyprexa.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also noticed that I've been constipated for like the last two days, I think.
Yeah, that's your Zyprexa.
What's that?
It could be your Zyprexa.
It would be?
Could be. By the way, it's not really an antidepressant. It's an anti-agitation medicine. You've been kind of jumpy?
I'm envious right now.
What's that?
You've been sort of jumpy and anxious?
Yeah, you and Shama should have kids.
No, dude.
You have the perfect stool.
I went in to see the doctor about depression, and he put me on this.
Zyprexa is not an antidepressant. It's a
dude, he's been lying then.
Well, I mean, it works with antidepressants.
What's with the Playboy like layout you're doing over there?
Who?
Okay. Our friend in the other room.
Sharing out his nuts.
So this is why you need the camera in here, man.
Yeah.
So you guys could see the Playboy layout that our friend is doing in the other room right now.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
So maybe you should talk to his doctor. What should he do? What should you take? What's a good thing if you're constipated?
You start with the bulk agent, so Citracel or Metamucil.
And then?
If that doesn't work, you can try stool softeners like Colace, DSS.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, Milk of Magnesia or Chondromule. And if that doesn't work, then use the big guns like magnesium citrate.
How about, like, 5V8s?
No.
That's not going to do it?
Not when you're in this.
What's the best food to eat? Is there good food, like celery or something?
Mm.
How about the Lulu kebab?
Lulu kebab, yeah.
No, I don't mean eating it. I mean putting it up there and seeing what you can break loose.
Keystring it, yeah, I get it.
Keister the kebab.
Yeah,
keister have kebab. Have a chicken tikka masala and you'll be good.
Yeah, you guys got to get...
They don't call it Lulu for nothing.
The problem with Armenian food, they don't have any sandwiches or anything with a name after the band, you know? If you guys were Jews, you'd have some sandwiches by now with your name on it.
For sure, huh?
Yeah, you guys got to work on a dish with your name on
it. We're working on that, actually.
System kebab.
Zonku should hook us up. I'm telling you, we pump them so much on the air. You do. You should get free sandwiches when you go there, and they should not say no. You can't.
No, cannot have.
They offer him goat milk.
Goat milk
and yogurt drink.
Very refreshing.
But the yogurt drink's not that bad with the kebab.
No, that's what I'm saying.
With the kebab, it's
you're
not
never
going
to sell this on the white people. But I'm saying every culture's got their own crazy drink that they
not
tell
that
you
I drink
is very
it
refreshing.
Daily or even monthly, but
it does work. It goes down good with certain sandwiches.
It does. Certain sandwiches.
But the you yogurt. You put salt in it, though.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
And some cucumbers.
There's always a secret.
Anything you have to add cucumbers and salt to cannot be refreshing.
Not bad.
How do you know? You, once again, you don't know because you have the I will not try taboo 2 mentality.
Yes.
And now you will not try the yogurt drink.
I will try both.
It's called
I will watch taboo 2 drinking refreshing yogurt drinks.
I don't know if you want to do that.
With cucumbers.
Ethical gut milk commercial right there.
You made us
taboo
2
and
I will do it. Now I'm up for it.
Right.
Drew with a little
complete
milk,
experience with those turds, those Lulu turds.
Lulu turds.
You can't eat those. Drew.
No,
got onion in them.
The tarna sandwich is the best.
I thought you couldn't have garlic.
Yeah.
Gretchen, he can't eat any. He can't eat anything that tastes good.
Yeah.
Gretchen,
wow. What about
all he can eat is baby food.
Pablo.
Hello.
Gretchen, what's up?
Well, my mom thinks that I'm just like overreacting, but about 6 months ago or whatever, I was molested by a friend of mine's uncle, because, like, he didn't exactly, well, he did touch me and stuff. He would, like, hurt me and her when we, a couple months ago, he would, like, take pictures of us.
Of your friend
and you? Doing what?
And, like, other kids and stuff.
Doing what?
Just, like, child pornography pictures.
You were having sex together?
Mm-mm. No, just, like, pictures.
Well, hang on a second. Hold on a second.
What kind of pictures?
What kind of
like, you were naked?
Yeah.
Totally naked?
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
How did there's a bunch of pictures of me getting nailed in the ass by black guys. Oh, Jesus. You're always running that tape, aren't you, even during our private conversations during the break? Jesus. Hey, Gretchen?
Yeah?
Don't worry about that black guy picture thing.
Oh, okay.
I can't think straight
now.
That's where I got my taste for Lulu kebab. Wait a second. Now, you mean almost naked or totally naked?
How did he get your clothes? How did he talk to get your clothes off?
He would, I don't know, he would just, like, pin us down sometimes and, like, he would take it off, like, our clothes off.
Oh, my
and
God.
So he was raping
you. Why did you call the police?
Pretty much, yeah. But,
your mom thinks this is... over the top, your reaction?
Like 6 months ago, right?
Why didn't you call the police?
Well, no, he's in jail right now. We already did.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Good.
Okay.
They caught him.
Okay, good.
Because he was selling it on the internet. And
oh, my God.
Luckily, he's in jail.
All right.
Bail's $1 million.
That was sort of half the F word, wasn't it?
Yeah, we can't hang up on it.
Should get the whole thing out, Anderson.
Gretchen.
She's gone.
No, there you go.
My question is that, like, is it normal to... If you see, like, a person or whatever, because if I see someone that looks like him or something...
Yes, it would be normal to have a...
And I get all, like...
Yeah, it's a post-traumatic stress... Listen, Gretchen, it's like a post-traumatic stress disorder. That really needs to be treated. Have you talked to someone since this all went down?
Me and my friend Tabitha or whatever, because...
No, you by yourself with a therapist, really important.
Okay.
Because this biology that you're stuck with that gets triggered by environmental kinds of cues, seeing somebody that looks like him, environments that remind you of those environments,
uh-huh.
That's a biology now sort of etched in your brain. You need to develop a relationship with someone that helps you sort of undo that mechanism.
Well, nobody's brought this up to you? During,
what?
I mean, this guy was prosecuted and everything.
Yeah.
The authorities were involved. Nobody got hold of you. No caseworker or anything
wanted to
follow up.
That's what we have. And, like, I just can't open up to them.
Okay.
When I ask us questions.
But you can, Gretchen. You've done it here on the radio. You need to be willing to do that.
Okay.
And just, it's for your own good. It's not for anybody, you know, anything else other than helping you get through this.
All right, baby.
Okay.
You take care of yourself. Don't worry. This guy's being raped in prison as we speak.
Hopefully.
No, he is. They don't like those guys
okay.
at all. But and the thing I can never figure out is how they know what everyone did, but somehow all the prison population seems to find out what everyone's in for. Yeah, but who are they talking to? I mean, if you're
to each other, they have no one else to talk to.
I know, but if I get sent up for pedophilia, and there's probably not going to happen, but if I do, I'm going to say, hey, I killed a couple of cops. I burnt a prison down.
There's got to be a way to find out.
I stabbed Tyson. You know what I mean? I'm going to give myself something. I didn't feel up a 12-year-old chick. You know, but they find out. They get hold of the record somehow, and then they find out. And I guess it's good because then it's
a prison newsletter.
No, it's a community. They talk, man. They talk. Someone knows. Someone tells.
The screens are pointing at this. What is that all about?
Ask about spitting on a penis? Who am I asking that about?
These guys?
All right. Do you guys know anything about spitting on a penis?
No.
Okay. Is that a new Olympic sport?
I don't know.
It may be a trial sport. I'd say it would be a summer sport, if anything.
It's the Winter Olympics.
Nancy, 16.
Hey. I wanted to ask John Chauvel a question.
Yep, go.
Actually, too. I wanted to know what you guys are going to do after you tour with our Ozfest, and if you guys are going to record, or what are you guys going to do, go on your tour, and how did you like the KFMA Day?
The what?
KFMA Day in Tucson, where you played.
Oh, that was good. That was a fun show. We plan to do a headlining tour a few months after that, before the new year.
You guys aren't going to come back to Tucson, are you?
We might. Well, why do you...
Why? Well, they were in Tucson.
Yeah, why so negative?
Why wouldn't they come back?
We'll come back.
Well, because... there's like this whole big deal about you guys coming because you guys never come, and the closest you ever been was like Phoenix. And
how far is that? 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
It's not too bad. Think of it this way. We've never been to Brazil.
Right. They've never been to Mexico.
That's right. Closer to home, we've never been to New Mexico.
Well, next time they're in Phoenix, why don't you just go down to Phoenix? Why do they have to come to you?
Well, I'd go...
you don't have an answer for that, do you, smart man?
Everyone needs to get catered to. That's what...
You know what?
And we'll try. We like Tucson. Actually, we had a good show.
Yeah, we had a good show there. It's not that we don't want to come back. We do want to come back, but there's so many places that we need to go.
But how long ago were you in Tucson?
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Okay, right. What's she bitching about? We were there 3 weeks ago, for Christ's sake. Let's see, 16-year-old chicks, there's no satisfying them. You guys aren't coming back, are you?
As much as you try, huh?
Yeah, it's been 11 days. You guys probably won't be back for another 3 or 4 days. I know you don't like it here. I saw you give me the stink eye. I was out there.
You looked
at me. Stare me down. You want some, but you can't have any. You cannot have. No! All right. And by the way, this was a chick at the Zanku Chip.
Oh, nice.
I just want to make that clear. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. All right, that's that's the show. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job.
No.
And phone screener Tara, don't call me Tara, goddamn, for doing a great job all week. Lauren for doing a great job. Producer Ann for doing a great job. And the magic fingered ones, Anderson, for doing a nice job.
No.
Yes. And John and Shava from System of a Down, of course. Toxicity, name of the CD. Go out and get it if you don't have it already, and we'll see you guys on Saturday. Yes,
we will.
Oh, yes? Nice. Or thank no. Yes.
No, you can't do it. We're only playing for 2 minutes.
I'm going to come in your van. I'm going to drink goat's milk yogurt and watch television.
Don't come in my
van. The goat's
milk. But I'm not about your trailer, right?
And take a dump in the falafel deep fryer.
There you go.
So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Zonku should hook us up. I'm telling you, we pump them so much on the air. You do.
No!
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.